Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Amiot, and I'm a hearings officer. It's December 4th, 2018 at 2:50 p.m. This is case 1180255 involving the tow of a vehicle. The appellant is Fiona Pierce. This hearing was set for December 4th, 2018 at 2:45 p.m., but neither party is present in the hearings room. The file includes a notice of hearing that was provided to the parties on November 28th, 2018. This notice informed the appellant of the date and time of the hearing and that those arriving late may lose the opportunity to present their case. I do not see that this notice has been returned as undeliverable. I will now ask the hearings clerk, has the appellant had any contact with the hearings office?
We have had no contact.
Okay, thank you. I find that the notice of hearing was correctly mailed out to the parties and that the appellant was provided with adequate notice of the hearing. I will now proceed with the hearing. At this time, I'd like to admit exhibits 1 to 11 into the record. I have reviewed all of these exhibits, but I do want to take special notice of exhibit number 8, which is a statement dated December 3rd, 2018 by Jerry Robertson, who is employed. Well, I'll just read the statement. Good morning. My name is Jerry Robertson. I am employed by the City of Portland as a parking code enforcement officer and was so employed on 11/26/2018. At approximately 8:03 a.m. in response to a service request number 1497, Clean Sweep Area Northwest Monday, I saw a Chevrolet Oregon plate 904 FEU parked in front of a temporary no parking barricade on 25th Avenue between Xavier and Raleigh Streets on the west side of the street, at which time I cited the vehicle and ordered a tow so the street sweeper could clean the street for that day. It was brought to my attention that the aforementioned vehicle tow was an error. Miss Fiona Pierce is correct. Her vehicle was towed unjustly. The barricade in front of her vehicle stated no parking this block street cleaning 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Wednesday. The citation is invalid and the tow unjust. See pictures and comments on the citation. Based on this information and the other information in the record, I'm going to find that the record includes credible evidence that the temporary parking restriction that applied to the spot in which appellant's vehicle was parked prohibited parking on Wednesday and that appellant was invalidly towed on Monday. I find that the rules were not followed when the vehicle was towed, and I'm going to invalidate the tow in order that the fees and costs associated with the tow and storage be refunded to the appellant. The hearing is now closed.